Hello, everybody. Remember me, the NerdSync man? Welcome back to another audio update. Sorry it's taken me a while to do this one. I just wanted to give you a quick little update about video production schedule and let you know that I'm not dead, nor is the channel of NerdSync. The next video I will be working on, I think based off of the poll results, is going to be the Harry Potter video, Why You Shouldn't Read Harry Potter. That's a fun one. I've started writing it. It's going to be a lot more... it's going to have some interesting kind of philosophical ideas, quote-unquote, I guess, philosophical ideas. Nothing like existential or anything, but just like, you know, about literature, thoughts and ideas about media. I am also going to tie in a lot of story time elements to it, very much like my Mysterio video or Thor video, because those seem to do pretty good, and I enjoy telling stories about myself because I'm a narcissist, so it kind of just works both ways, I think. So I am going to talk a lot about how I didn't, not to give it away, because I start the video out kind of like with a joke about how, you know, talking about how I remember reading all these stories growing up, but the truth is I haven't read them, and I will say that in the video, obviously, but that's why I'm saying I don't want to give too much away, but that's kind of like the whole crux of it, is me being like, oh yeah, these stories are great, but I haven't read them. So, and I will talk, kind of the gist of the video will kind of be talking about how, you can still have meaningful conversations. In fact, you can have more meaningful or more productive conversations about media, even if you haven't engaged with that media, like even if you haven't read it or watched it or done whatever, you can still talk about it based on its place, knowing its place in culture, knowing its place in context for other types of media. So very interesting stuff. And then of course I'll just be talking about how like this kind of big broad idea of feeling like there's too much content out there, too much stuff, not enough time to read or watch them all, and so kind of feeling always left behind. Like, you know, I feel this a lot in the comic book world, where I don't think I've followed modern comic books in like 2 years, just because there's so much and I don't have time. I don't have time to read them. I like talking about superheroes. I like talking about comics. I especially like talking about history, and so there might be some stuff from the modern comic book era that I will touch on later in life, make videos about later in life, but I like history and I like, yeah, talking about superheroes without necessarily actually reading the issue that came out this week or whatever, and maybe that's gonna be controversial, I don't know. But it's how I feel, and I want to be real and honest and vulnerable on camera because it's kind of cathartic, I guess, and hopefully people can resonate with it as well. But I chose Harry Potter specifically because it's a completely different topic. It's something that I'm surrounded by constantly every day working at SCB. There's Harry Potter videos out the wazoo. I think we've made nothing but Harry Potter videos for like the past for this entire year, I'm pretty sure. So so it's just going to be one of those things where I would, in the face of working where I work, talking about how I've not read Harry Potter. I don't plan on reading Harry Potter, and kind of saying like, you don't have to feel like you're missing out or feel like you are less of a fan or less of a, I don't know. You don't have to feel lesser for not actually engaging in the media. And again, that might be a controversial opinion. I sense that it could be. But hopefully people will hear me out. When I say that I don't have any interest in reading Harry Potter, that's not really how I would word it. It's just that I don't plan to read it because I don't know if I have the time, or I guess essentially the interest. Like, I like the concept of Harry Potter. I like the movies, but yeah, I don't know. When I say that, I don't mean to say that, oh, you know, it's too popular, it's too mainstream, I'll never read it, ugh. And I also don't mean to say that I'll never read it because J.K. Rowling is a TERF. which, you know, is still good reasoning. But at the end of the day, if I wanted to read them, I would just do so. I mean, like, me not reading them isn't going to make her less of a rich, influential person. And if I do read them someday, I'll probably just borrow them from somebody. So I'm not buying, like, not that it really matters. Anyway, the point is, the video is not going to be about those two things. It's going to be what I just talked about, how you can still have conversations and you shouldn't feel lesser for not reading the stuff. Anyway, is any of this making sense? I haven't done one of these updates in a while. Are you just happy to hear my voice? Because I am. I feel like I haven't talked nonstop like this to an inanimate object in so long, and I really miss it. So I'm going to be writing that video. It was supposed to be up by the end of February. I'm trying to make one video every other month, just for this year. It might be better next year. We'll see. I hope so. I'm planning on it being more next year. But for this year, you know, obviously, got to pick up the slack. If you read my whole post about it a couple weeks back, you understand what's happening. But yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be writing again. It's quite challenging because I haven't written in so long. So I got to get those gears turning again. So thank you for being patient with me. We will be working on a bunch of other videos later this year that I'm very excited about. The Bob Ross video, a video essay about why I think Bob Ross is brilliant. I still want to make a video about why I don't particularly put too much stock in lore. I didn't explain that one very well, I don't think, and that's on me. But basically what I mean is I don't care for stories that focus on lore over theme. Oop, got a text. I like lore. Lore is fine, but any story that very specifically puts a focus on lore over anything else is my least favorite. And that goes in the comic book world, where it's just stories about, like, you know, how they, you know, these ancient beings created the universe, and then that did the, or like this person secretly got their powers this way because this other person tampered and like it. That's fine for like revelations sprinkled in here and there, but I don't want a story solely focused around lore. And it sounds like I might, I don't know, when I say that out loud, it almost sounds like so obvious, yet there are so many comic books and movies and TV shows that I've been watching lately that are just nothing but lore. Going back to Harry Potter, I saw Crimes of Grindelwald a couple months ago. Boy, that movie is bad. It is no story. It is oops all lore, and I hate it. It's so terrible. That's my Scott take. It's like a Scott version of a hot take on Crimes of Grindelwald. Not that anyone asked for it, and not that I think it's a particularly hot take. I think most people would probably agree with that sentiment. But anyway, so maybe I'll do the lore video later. Maybe I'll just talk about, maybe that'll be my big final video of the year, because I feel like that might be the most contentious one. Who knows? Got a lot of stuff this year. Excited for you to stick around. Thanks for being patient. Seriously, genuinely, the patience and generosity that you all have for not only listening to this rambly bit, but also continuing to support me on Patreon, even though I haven't put out a video or even an update in a while. You are incredible. I promise I'm still here. I promise I'm still working. If you are not following me on Twitter, both on NerdSync and on my personal Scott Nice Wonder account, I do post updates on there occasionally. I've been trying to get off of social media a little bit more. Well, mostly just trying to get off of Twitter more. Instagram is good because it's just all good vibes. I follow almost exclusively accounts and hashtags that involve pugs, so that's pretty good. I would encourage you all to do the same. Anyway, I'm gonna go now because I think I have to get back to work, but it's been great chatting with you, and we'll see you in the next video. Thanks. Yeah.